So, do you have a podcast out there in the podcast graveyard that you started and then you quit and now you want to come back to it, but you're not sure if you should restart that same one or start all over from scratch? Well, this episode is for you because in this Q&A, I'm going to answer the question, should I start all over? So, stay tuned. What's up? I'm Angie, and you are listening to Podcast That Pays, the podcast for online business owners who want to grow their business and sell their offers using podcasting. If you like no fluff, tell it like it is advice from a marketing-loving podcast agency owner, you are in the right place. So glad you're here. Let's dive in. What's up? What's up? Welcome to this episode. I am answering questions that were posted in my Facebook group. So I'm going to start doing these Q&As more often. So if you also want to be featured on the podcast or get your question answered, head on over to my Facebook group, Launch, Grow, Explode Your Podcast on Facebook, and ask away. So this question was posted by Letitia. And Letitia said, I started a podcast a couple years ago and I wasn't seeing any return. So I ghosted it. I'm curious now that I'm ready to start back up, is it better for me to start over from scratch or should I resurrect this dead podcast? Okay, so Letitia, let me answer that question for you. I love it. It is such a common question, a common thing that happens to people because we're human, right? And I want to first share with you a story about a client. So a client came to me, we were launching her new podcast and she was the same. She had a podcast 3 years prior and she was doing pretty good. And then for whatever reason, she stopped. She changed things in her business. She pivoted, blah, blah, blah. And she asked, what should I do? Should I go back, resurrect this one, or should I start a new one? So firstly, what I always do and what I always ask is the podcast content the same? So is the podcast content the same and how many followers do you have? So we decided to go back together because she wasn't sure what her audience was like. We went back, we logged into her Libsyn, I think she was using, and we're going to look at like what her audience looked like. If, you know, if she had thousands of followers or if she didn't have any, if it was crickets, whatever, that informs my decision on how I should, you know, tell her what to do. So when we went back, her podcast that she had not touched in 3 years was still getting downloads. And I don't just mean like one or two. I mean, her podcast was getting like 300 downloads a month. And not just downloads, because I always talk about how downloads are useless, but listens. I mean listens. So she was still getting listens on the podcast that she had not touched for 3 years. And it is a great reminder that this is why we show up and we record this content, because people will find it and listen to it for years to come and it will always be working for you. So there's your reminder. This is why if you're considering resurrecting, you should 100% resurrect, because this content will always work for you. So here's what to look for to answer the question for you, whether you should start all over or resurrect. So one of them I already said, what was your podcast about? Is this something that's going to be going to the same audience? Yes or no? If it's not, then 100% you start over. I wish I could make a little flow chart. Like if the podcast is the podcast content the same, basically, would it apply to the same audience? Yes. Okay. Then there's a next step. But if no, then we start over. Okay. So then we start over. If it does apply to the same audience, the next thing I want you to do is I want you to look at how, like, I want you to look at your current, at that audience. I want you to look at how many people are following your show, how engaged your audience used to be, how many downloads, how many listeners, how many unique listeners that you have. I want you to look at all the numbers that tell you about your audience. And if you have a big audience, if you have a big audience that used to be engaged, or maybe people are still listening as well, my answer would be, let's stay with the show. Now, my one caveat to that is the next thing that you should look for, the next thing you need to consider, which is, what are your goals? Like, what are your goals of this podcast? What are your goals? What do you want to do? Do you, so it is very true, like on any new platform, when you're just starting out on the platform and you're a brand new podcast and you come out on the scene, you have a greater chance of catching attention and ranking when your show is new. So if your goal is to come out and you're going to do this big relaunch and you're going to do this launch and you're going to get a bunch of people to come to your show and you really want to rank, you really want to, your desire is like, I want to be in the top 10, then maybe it's worth starting over. So those are the things I want you to consider when you're thinking about whether you should resurrect your old one or start fresh. So is it worth starting a new RSS feed? Is it worth losing if you've got thousands of followers in order to then have a new podcast so then you can rank? I don't know. It's based on what you desire most. I would say if you've got a lot of followers and it's the same audience, stay with that current one. Do a rebrand. Do a little something to re-engage that audience and then move on and keep going and stay consistent. If your audience was crickets in the first place, then it doesn't matter. I would just start fresh and give yourself an opportunity to try to come out stronger. But yeah, that is what I, Letitia, I hope that that answers the question. I hope that that gives some clarity to you if you're listening on what you should do if you have a dead podcast in the podcast graveyard. And then I just want to leave you with the stop letting your podcast go dead. Okay. I'm just going to leave you with that. Stay consistent, get you a routine that helps you stay consistent, incorporate your podcast into your business so that you can see the results that you're wanting so that you can stick with it. And then we don't have to decide the answer to this question anymore. Okay. So I hope that helps and I will see you in the next episode.
Hey, if you enjoyed the show, head over to podcastthatpays.com to get started on your way to creating a podcast that pays. And don't forget to follow this show and take a screenshot that you were listening and tag me on Instagram at Angie M. Jordan. I'd love to meet you and show you some love over there. Thank you so much for being here. I love you. Let's get this money.